Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. On this week's program, we journey to Baroque France, Germany, and Italy for a program of pieces that remember those who came before us. Composers remember their mentors, colleagues, and members of the aristocracy through memorial tributes known as tombeau, literally tombstone. Our featured release is Calling the Muse, Old and New Pieces for Theorbo, a 2018 recording featuring Theorbo player Bruno Hellstrofer.
Thank you.
Music by Johannes Hieronymus Capsberger. We heard Bergamasca from Book 4 of D'Intavolatura di Chitarrone. Bruno Hausdorfer played the large lute called the Theorbo on the Alpha Label's 2018 release Calling the Muse. We'll hear more from that recording, our featured release, later on in the program. We've all had teachers who challenged and motivated us. When we lose these mentors, we mourn their passing. Luckily, many musicians are forever in our memory due to recordings, compositions, and paintings. Composers, especially in Baroque-era France, wrote tombeaux, literally tombstones, to remember departed teachers and colleagues, as well as royalty and members of the aristocracy. In the first part of our show this hour, we'll focus on music written by composers that honor musicians who inspired them. Viola da gamba virtuoso and composer Marin Marais wrote one such piece for his mentor, Monsieur de Saint-Colombe. We'll hear the gavotte from Saint-Colombe's Concerto No. 9 for two equal bass viols, followed by Marais' Tombeau pour Monsieur de Saint-Colombe, music from teacher and student. Thank you. Tombeau pour Monsieur de Saint-Colombe by Marin Marais. Before that, we heard the Gavotte from Concerto No. 9 for two equal bass viols by Monsieur de Saint-Colombe. Ensemble La Ninfea performed those works on their 2018 Raumklang release, La Masque de Fer. Perhaps the most well-known tombeau of the 20th century is Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin. Written for piano and later orchestrated, Ravel's piece recalls the intricacy of Couperin's music while maintaining the lyricism and playfulness associated with Ravel. But Ravel was following after Couperin's example. François Couperin wrote several pieces in memory of his musical forebears. Here are four short movements from Couperin's La Parnasse ou L'Apothéose de Corelli. The narrator announces the title of the piece, Parnassus or the Exaltation of Corelli, Grand Sonata and Trio. Parnassus begs the muses to receive him among them.
Le Parnasse ou L'Apothéose de Corelli, Grande Sonate en Trio. Corelli, au pied du Parnasse, prie les muses de le recevoir parmi elles.
Thank you.
Movements from La Parnasse ou L'Apothéose de Corelli. Music by François Couperin. Les Talents Lyriques, directed by Christophe Rousset, on that 2016 aparte release. François Couperin. Ariane consolée per Bacchus. Apothéose de Lully et de Corelli. Couperin's Corelli apotheosis is about as Italian as a French chef who was sent to the kitchen to cook some Italian penne and marinara, but came back with tarragon and cream. For comparison, here's music by Corelli. The alternation of flashy dueling violins outdoing each other as the music escalates, and the still seriousness with plaintive ornaments, strikes the ear as singularly Italian. We'll hear the opening movement of Corelli's Concerto Grosso in F major, opus 6, number 2, performed by the Avison Ensemble. The first movement from Corelli's Concerto Grosso in F major, performed by Avison Ensemble, directed by Pavlo Benoziuk. That was from a 2012 Lynn Records release, Arcangelo Corelli, Concerti Grossi, Opus 6. Couperin also wrote a piece in memory of a composer he may not have been so acquainted with, either musically or personally. Charles Fleury, Sieur de Blanrocher, was a Parisian lutenist who suffered a sudden accidental death. He reportedly fell down a flight of stairs and died in the arms of keyboard composer Johann Jakob Froberger. We'll hear a keyboard piece by Couperin, Tombeau de Monsieur Blanrocher, performed by harpsichordist Tilman Skoronek.
Thank you.
Tombeau de Monsieur Blanc-Rocher by François Couperin. We heard harpsichordist Tilman Skoronek performing on the 2018 CD Tilman Skoronek Works for Harpsichord. Coming up next, Tombeau for Royalty and our featured release, Calling the Muse, Old and New Pieces for Theorbo, a 2018 recording featuring Bruno Helstrofer. Our playlists, podcasts, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. In this hour, we're exploring music that composers wrote as tributes to their mentors, colleagues, and the aristocracy. Although the tombeau genre was most popular in France, composers in England also wrote music to memorialize the deceased, especially royalty. Queen Mary had been de facto ruler of Great Britain while her husband William III was off to war. After 5 years of rule, Mary died of smallpox at the age of 32. Her funeral was elaborate and included music by John Paisible, Thomas Tollett, and Henry Purcell. Although the pieces we're about to hear are from the British Isles, they have a decidedly French flavor. Oboe bands were fashionable at Versailles and naturally traveled across the Channel. Here are two versions of The Queen's Farewell, one by Paisible, followed by one by Tollett. Queen's Farewell, music composed for the funeral of Queen Mary in 1694. Lionel Meunier directed Vox Luminis in that 2013 release from Richacar. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote music in memory of his recently deceased employer, Prince Leopold of Anhalt-Köthen. Listeners may be familiar with this music, which was later used in Bach's St. Matthew Passion. We'll hear the aria Mit Freuden sei die Welt verlassen, with joy let us leave the world. Those of you familiar with Bach's St. Matthew Passion will recognize this musical material as the aria Aus Liebe will mein Heiland sterben.
Thank you.
the aria Mit Freuden seh die Welt from Curtin Funeral Music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Soloist Sabine de Vielle performed with Ensemble Pygmalion. It's never too early to thank the people who have influenced you. On our featured release, Calling the Muse, Theorbo player Bruno Hellstroffer pays tribute to the people, places, and music that have influenced his artistry. Hellstroffer connects his recording of Toccata Nona by Johannes Hieronymus Kapsberger with an island in the south of Corfu called Perivoli. He dedicates the piece to lutenist Claire Antoni and contrabass player Renaud Garcia Fons. Kapsberger's Toccata Nona. Toccata Nona by Johannes Hieronymus Kapsberger, performed by Bruno Hellstroffer from our featured release Calling the Muse. We'll end with music by the late Bolognese Renaissance composer Alessandro Piccinini. One of Piccinini's best-known works is his first of two volumes of lute music published in Bologna, Intavolatura di Liuto e di Chitarrone. In the preface, Piccinini claims to have invented the archlute, an instrument with a range a bit larger than the lute, but smaller than a theorbo. We'll hear Piccinini's Partite sopra quest'aria francese detta l'Allemanna, which roughly translates as a partita based on this French air called the German. Music for lute performed by Bruno Hellstroffer. Thank you. Partite sopra quest'aria francese detta l'Alemanna, performed by Bruno Hellstroffer. That was music by Alessandro Piccinini here on Harmonia. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found in our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoobs-Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.